Welcome to Kai's Kid Corner. Today we're talking about the leopard.
So you're going to hear in a minute why Kai is intentionally coughing right now. But first let's talk about...
I'm not coughing.
You're not coughing. He's imitating the sounds of a leopard. And their roar can sound like a rasping cough. Yes. So, Kai, where are leopards located?
In Africa.
Uh-huh. Where else?
Middle East and Southern Asia.
And what habitats do they prefer?
They live in tropical forests, open grasslands.
And some even on mountainsides. What lives on mountainsides?
Snow leopards.
Yes.
And snow leopards hunt markhorn. So they find their prey, and then they hide in the snow, and then they walk up towards the prey, and boom, they catch it and kill it.
So do they hunt alone or in a group?
Alone.
They hunt alone.
Why would they hunt it together? That's only
for lions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they do hunt alone, right? You mentioned that they creep slowly to their prey. So that's a difference with the cheetahs, right? Mm-hmm. The cheetahs like
the
to chase.
The cheetahs like to boom, 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 run.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the cheetahs like to do.
That's right. The cheetahs chase, whereas the leopard would slowly creep onto their prey. What's another difference between the cheetahs and the leopards?
Cheetahs don't have white spots on their ears. They flip their ears to send messages like, go away. Like this way to the food.
That's right. The leopards do flick their ears to send a message.
Stay away, stay mm-hmm. away, stay mm-hmm. away, stay away, stay away.
So you're sending a message right now, flicking your ears. You're saying stay away. Some leopards can do that, or they can say, or they can flick their ears to indicate, hey, this way to the food, right?
Hey, that's how good food, baby.
Mm-hmm. Another difference between the cheetah and the leopard is that the leopards are considered big cats.
Because they can roar.
That's right. What else can they do that is classified as a big cat?
They have retractable claws.
Mm-hmm. When they run, what do they do with their claws?
They pull on their claws.
And why?
Because they might get worn out and they have to keep them sharp.
That's right. So they do.
And they also pull them in because they have to be silent.
Very good. That's right. So multiple reasons, right? Their retractable claws are quite useful. When running, they do pull in their claws so that
they can stay sharp.
Mm-hmm. They can stay sharp and not be worn out. And so that they can be discreet and silent so they can creep on their prey. You're very right.
I have my claws out right now and I pierce and
So yeah, when they do want to attack a prey, what do leopards do with their claws?
They pull out their claws.
Mm-hmm.
And they pierce into their prey.
So another difference between the cheetahs and the leopards, as you mentioned in the previous episode, the leopard spots are in a rosette pattern. How about with the jaguar?
They have a spot in the middle of the rosette.
Uh-huh. So to notice the difference between the cheetahs, the leopards, and the jaguars, you have to really pay careful attention to the spots on their body.
If they don't have a spot in the middle, that's a leopard. If they have just one dot for the spot, that's a cheetah. But if they have a dot in the middle of the rosette, that's a jaguar.
That's right. So even though the leopard is considered a big cat, it's actually the smallest of the big cat family. Mm-hmm. So how do the leopards and tigers compare in size?
Leopards are smaller than the tiger.
That's right.
But the leopards are still very strong.
So give me an example for how strong a leopard is.
They can bring prey up a tree. They can even bring a zebra up the biggest tree.
So they can carry their prey up into the tree branches, even as big as a zebra.
No, that is heavy.
That is very heavy.
A tiger couldn't do that.
So why do leopards carry their kill up into the trees?
Because they don't want other animals to eat it.
That's right. What is something unique that leopards can use to help them climb trees?
They use their tail to balance on branches. Leopards have a tail almost as long as their body.
That is pretty, pretty fascinating. And that's another difference with the cheetah too, because we know cheetahs cannot climb trees.
Mm-hmm.
What else are leopards really good at?
Jumping. A leopard can jump 20 feet in a single leap. That is pretty high. That's taller than me. They can play higher the basketball hoop.
That is pretty incredible, Kai. What else are leopards really good at?
Leopards are really good swimmers like the tiger.
Mm-hmm. So you already mentioned that leopards hunt alone. They like to live alone too, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do to mark their territory?
They pee on trees. Ew. They pee on trees to let other leopards know to stay away.
Are leopards active during the day or at night?
At night.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's nice and cool. They have really excellent night vision.
So when they hunt at night, does that mean they can attack on a prey that might be at rest or even sleeping?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Leopards can even drop down from a tree branch onto prey.
Whoa, when the prey is passing below, they can just drop down on prey. Oh my.
They could even give chase in a tree.
So that means they can hunt what animals in the trees?
Monkeys and birds. I'm a monkey.
Okay. So you keep on making this rasping cough. And what are you trying to imitate?
A leopard's roar.
Yes, so a leopard's roar apparently sounds a lot more like a rasping cough. And what do they use these roars for?
Hey, contact call during mating season.
Yeah. So now what you're doing is shuffling, right? You're blowing air through the nostrils. And that is indeed another sound the leopard makes. When do leopards shuffle?
To call their babies over.
Yeah, to call their cubs. Talk to me about the newborn leopards. How much do they weigh?
The newborn leopards weigh just a pound.
That's really, really light. That's so tiny. You know how much you weigh when you were born? 7 times more than that. And then, of course, now you're not as big as a leopard. So imagine all that growth that a baby leopard cub goes through.
Baby leopards are born with their eyes shut, they're blind.
Mm-hmm.
They spend their time sleeping and nursing on mama's milk.
Mm-hmm. And what do they look like? Do they have spots?
No, their fur is gray. And their spots appear weeks after birth.
Mm-hmm. So when do these leopards get to open their eyes?
A week after birth.
Yeah, so they get to open their eyes and get their first look at the world. When do they get to follow their mom on hunting trips?
By 6 months.
And when can they start hunting on their own?
Around 2 years.
Wow. So imagine a baby leopard is born weighing just 1 pound. And then by 2 years old, they get to be independent and hunt on their own.
At this point, the mother is ready to give birth to a new litter.
Yeah, so the 2-year-old leopard is basically left on their own now. The mom's gonna give birth to a new litter and take care of that new litter for 2 more years, right? And another cycle of life begins. Okay, so Kai, whenever I'm at the zoo, it takes me a while to spot the difference between a leopard, a cheetah, a jaguar, but there's one animal that I always know right away, and that's the Black Panther, because it's so distinct, right? But actually, tell me more about the Black Panther.
A Black Panther is a type of leopard.
I know, I learned that from you. I had no idea that a Black Panther is actually a type of leopard. Does it have spots?
Yes.
How come I don't see the spots?
Because they're almost the same color as the background fur.
That's right. So they blend in, so you can't really see the spots. But if you go in really direct sunlight, you can see the faint spots on a Black Panther. That's right.
Hey, I have an animal joke for you.
You do? What's your animal joke?
Mm-mm. You first.
Oh, I tell my joke first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why are leopards so bad at hiding?
Why?
Because they're always spotted. And what is your joke?
Why did the camel mess with the leopard?
Why?
Because it wanted rosettes. Why did the camel mess with the octopus? Because it wanted camouflage. I want to hear animal jokes from our listeners.
I think that's a great idea. If you go to our episode's show notes or just the episode description, there's a link for you to send Kai a voice message. So you can share an animal joke, request an episode topic, or just say hi to Kai.
Have a nice fact about leopards.
Or an animal fact, that's right. And when you send us a voice message, we would love to feature you on the podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe and tune in next week.
If you enjoy listening to the episode, you can support our podcast by sharing with a friend and writing a review on the Apple Podcast app.
Have a great day and see you next week. Bye, bye, bye.